Thousands of people have turned out at rallies and marches across Australia to mark Close the Gap Day. The national event aims to highlight the discrepancy between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians in life expectancy, employment and education. This year, the focus has been on the idea, flagged by the Western Australian Government and echoed by the Prime Minister, to potentially close up to 150 remote Indigenous communities. The Premier, Colin Barnett, came face-to-face with protesters during intense and at times hostile rally in Perth. Lucy Martin was there.
If the government continues to remove us from our lands, then this country is doomed domestically, internationally and spiritually.
From Broome to Bendigo, Melbourne to Geraldton, rallies were held in small country towns and major cities across Australia. The biggest was in Perth, where more than 1,000 people marched from the CBD to Parliament House, demanding an audience with the Premier, Colin Barnett.
Who would have thought in 2015 we were up here protesting about being taken from our traditional lands?
They're furious with the state government's plans to close up to 150 Aboriginal communities in Western Australia.
On this Close the Gap Day, we're saying to people, let's close the gap, not the communities.
We want to live. We don't want to just struggle and survive.
The Commonwealth is transferring responsibility for funding the settlements to the state government, which says it can't afford to keep them all open. The Premier, Colin Barnett, addressed the crowd on the steps of Parliament House.
Can I say to you, no Aboriginal people will be forced from their lands. No Aboriginal people will be forced from their communities.
Mr Barnett was jeered and abused when he told protesters to put themselves in his shoes.
My issue, and it's your issue as much as it's mine, probably more yours than mine, is how can we ensure that boys and girls go to school? How can we ensure that they are safe? How can we reduce alcohol and drug usage? And I would be failing you as the Premier of this state if I ignore those issues. You will not like me for that, but I will not resile from that.
The Premier was ushered away by his security team after a protester lunged at him. Indigenous lawyer and Amnesty International campaigner Tammy Selenik also addressed the rally.
Moving Aboriginal people from their homelands will be harder than making these communities sustainable and viable. It will cause intergenerational trauma. It will break connections to land and culture.
Sandy Davies, who attended a rally in Geraldton, 400 kilometres north of Perth, says Aboriginal people have been left in the dark.
What we really need Colin Barnett to do is to come out, because all he has said is that he intends to close 150 communities. He hasn't actually came out and given us any explanation about how he's going to do it, where he's going to do it, and which regions.
In Adelaide, hundreds of protesters gathered on the steps of Parliament House. 13 communities in South Australia's remote AP Wildlands are also in limbo because of the Commonwealth's withdrawal of funds. Local elder Torto Sansbury.
When you move them from their land, you're committing cultural genocide. You're killing off their culture, their customs, their song, their dance, their tradition.
The state government says it's pushing for the Commonwealth to reconsider, but Mr Sansbury says that's not good enough.
I'd like to get a definite answer from Jay Weatherall and Kaya Ma to say no, we're not going to close Aboriginal communities down, and we'll find an alternative way of paying for municipal services, because if you look at the mining industry and the royalties, money can come out of that, and there's no need to do this and create what we're calling genocide, cultural genocide.
While in Launceston, protester Trudy Maluga from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre had a clear message for the Prime Minister.
We're saying to the captain, as he has called himself previously, that your call on this is wrong. It is an infringement of human rights. It is getting talked about internationally, and it's making Australia look shameful.
That's Tasmanian protester Trudy Maluga ending Lucy Martin's report.